Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. I'm blessed to be here today. Once again, this is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministry. And I'm so glad to be with you today. And I would like to invite you as well. If you could go to olastarling.com, you can opt in and become a part of the online church with Pastor Ola Starling. We are here today to be a blessing for the Lord and to put the word out, praise God, preach the true word of God, to let you know that the time is at hand. Amen. To let you know that the time is at hand. And it will not be held back for no man, because you got to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back, my friend, whether you're ready or not, he will appear. You don't have to get ready. You may not want to be ready. You may be stalling, saying, you know, just saying you don't want to be ready right now. You're going to take time. But if I was you, my friend, I would give it my all in all and be sure to know that he is coming back. But in the meantime, before he returns, I want you to know that we are in a time, praise God, just on this earth as the days of Noah. They are here again. I want to let you know, praise God, that we are all in a spiritual warfare. If you are any kind of know anything about warfare, you know that it's time to come together in the spirit realm and pray the demons down. We're not going to send them, but we want to return them back to where they did the sin. Praise the Lord. It is time for the saints of God to come together and really stop all the blabbering and the talking and what's this and what's that. It's time now to put it into action. If God has blessed you, you are a spiritual warrior in the spirit realm. Please email olastarling.com. Because we are in a war, praise God, that needs to be pulled down, the strongholds of the enemy. We're in spiritual warfare in times. Amen. And we need to recognize that the days of Noah are here again. And that we're in a time right now that anything goes. But we have the power. The Lord Jesus Christ left us with the power to defeat any enemy of any standard. Amen. But because we have not taken the authority to do so, we are allowing, praise God, the enemy to creep up on us, praise God, without us, praise God, knowing and seeing, because we cannot discern the truth, because first of all, praise God, we're not in the spirit realm to do that. We need to get into the spirit realm to realize that we have a war to fight, and the war cannot be fought, praise God, with all the warriors sleeping and not watching and not proclaiming the power that the Lord Jesus Christ has left with us. And that power is learning how to use the blood of Jesus. You see, many people don't talk about the blood of Jesus anymore because they know that is your warfare. That is your weapon, praise God, of destruction, is the blood of Jesus. And we need to know that the days of Noah is upon us again. It is coaching us, praise God, really fast. It has been laid out very clear in blueprint, praise God, to in the end, and told us that we will know the end, praise God, by certain characteristics that will begin to happen in this world. In Matthew 28:1-8. While these verses are telling us in primarily interpretation of to the event that will be taking place, praise God, upon the face of this earth. My God. What I want to let you know today, praise God, the prophecy, end time prophecy. Yes, this is happening. When Jesus said in Matthew 24:20-37-39, and Luke 17:26-27. Jesus made a clear comparison between the days we have just read about, the days he talked about, and what is going on right now, because before he returns. Amen. These times are here right now. Yes, the days of Noah are here again. The same thing he spoke about, praise God, he laid out the blueprint, my goodness, and told us, praise God, what to expect and the things that will be happening. For we, as saints of God, we have closed our eyes. We are asleep, praise God. And Goliath is walking through, making havoc on the land. My God, it's time for us, praise God, to wake up and begin to make warfare. All the yapping and the gossiping, because that's not getting anything done. It's time now for us to get in spiritual warfare, because this thing is a spiritual war. This is nothing fleshy. All this stuff coming about is spiritual. It is spiritual. It is sent forth from demonic, hallelujah, from demonic entities. Amen. So we have to understand, praise God, it's time for us as this children of God to get in our own, our faith, and get out and begin to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. This is spiritual, my friend. This is nothing personal. It is nothing, praise God, fleshly. This is a spiritual warfare. And we have stood by for years and allowed the enemy to come in and infiltrate us into us, praise God. And we have not had used the power that the God has given us. He did not leave us powerless. He left us with the blood of Jesus. And when you know how to use the blood of Jesus, you will know how to pull down strongholds and return them. Don't send them, but return those demonic forces back to the sender. Amen. So we're standing here, praise God. We're talking. We're talking about the Ebola. We're talking about the AIDS. We're talking about this. We're talking about that. Talk is not it's not powerful. But what is powerful, my friend, is to realize that we have been given a weapon of warfare, and the weapon of warfare is the word of God, and which is completed, backed up by the blood of Jesus. And he says, are those days the characteristics here now about Noah? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It says in the book of Genesis, 6:14, 6 chapter 14 through 16, the plan was handed down to God, you see? And when God told Noah about to build this boat, everybody laughed at Noah. They laughed. They made fun of him. But Noah's eyes was on God, the prize. Noah's eyes was on God. He heard what the Lord said. He began to take action. What are we doing today? We're not taking action. All we're doing is talking about it. We all got a conversation, and we go from one conversation. One say they look bit. The other one say they look good. But there is no power in that, my friend. We got to learn, praise God, to fight. But what God has left with us, and that is our warfare, Mushaba, warfare, my friend. We got to make war against the enemy. But we're standing around letting the enemy triumph on us, praise God, as if we have no weapon of warfare. We have a weapon of warfare, and the weapon of warfare is to pull down the strongholds of the devil by using the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, Yala Mosiah. The blood of Jesus is what brings us, praise God, what brings us deliverance. But we have allowed the enemy come forth and shut our mouths because we don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus. We don't want to even mention the name of Jesus. And you can understand if they're telling you not to call his name, you ought to realize there is power in the name of Jesus. That is why the devil don't want you to talk about Jesus. He don't want you to call the name of Jesus. Deliverance is in that name. Jesus. Deliverance is in the name of Jesus. And we have to learn, praise God, using the name of Jesus, we can begin to cast out these demonic forces. They can be cast out. God told you that. He tells you what is able you can do with the blood. They don't want you to talk about the blood of Jesus. They shut your mouths in the pulpit. You don't talk about it. You don't pray about it. You don't sing about it. You don't recite it. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Hey, Yalabosata. If a million of us get together and begin to call on the blood of Jesus and begin to call down the blood of Jesus, what do you think would happen? But we're doing nothing but sitting here running our mouths about nothing. Your words have no power in your mouth because, first of all, you're talking rubbish. You need to talk about Jesus, the blood of Jesus. He said, in my days, it'll be the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah has appeared again, saints of God. Where is your power? We have allowed them to come in our homes and possess our children. We've allowed this spirit, this demonic force of AIDS to come and rip that across our land. Because we sit and we do nothing but run our mouth, but damn, where is your power? The Bible said there is power in the tongue. Power in your tongue. Power. You can speak life or you can speak death. And apparently, praise God, many are speaking death and not life. You speak life, praise God, by speaking what the Lord has given you to speak and use the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Hey, Jesus. Yes. You begin to talk about the power of the blood of Jesus, the demons get stirred. The unclean demons, they have to come out. They have to be released. They got to find some place that's to go. But he that heareth and doeth not It's like a man without a foundation built upon his house. His house is built upon the earth against which the streams did beat it. And virtually and immediately it fell and it was ruined because you talk it, but you're not building on the word of God. You saints of God, God has given us the power. Where is your power? What are you doing with what God has left with you? Where's the power in the blood of Jesus? Hey, God, Rishiba. The blood of Jesus saves, it delivers, it sets free. Yes, it sets free, my friend. Yes, it's Ikalaboshata. Jesus. Mm-hmm. You see, when you ignore the ban and the mandate ordained by God, you begin to get in trouble. We have allowed the enemy to come in and try to triumph over us. We have given the devil that say. Yes. We're a lot easier to have the money to set up, praise God, and set up self-help, praise God, for lots of teaching to the community and to the world. But we stand back with our lips sealed, and we stand back with our hands folded, and you expect for God to do something when he has given you, praise God, a war, a warfare, of a weapon to use against that enemy. Your tongue, by you beginning to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by you beginning to repent of your sins and be cleansed, that God can work through you because your words have power. There is power in the tongue. Your days has returned upon this earth because we have sat down and done nothing. Hey God, Rishaba, Kolobosaka, Dedebosaka. Jesus, you have allowed them to come in, praise God. We allowed the devil to go in and take the prayer out of our school. We allowed the devil to go in and tell us we can't talk about Jesus. They go in now, they're ridiculing us because they saw that we were powerless. We have allowed the devil to come in and destroy what God has given us to do, to use on his behalf. But we must understand, praise God, that the Bible declares that when he returned, it will be in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. But we have stood by, and we do nothing but talk about it. Prayer, hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus. Prayer goes deeper than man can ever go. Prayer is one of the best and one of the powerful resources that has never been tapped into. Prayer in the spirit, praying against demonic forces. These things that are coming upon the earth, my friend, they are demonic attack. Hallelujah. Demonic. They were sent. They are being sent to destroy. But we sit back and we act as if we know it all. You got to get in a praying spirit and mind. I'm not talking about no fancy prayer. I'm not talking about no sweet prayer. I'm talking about warfare, pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. Did not God say he has given you that? He's not given you the power to pull down strongholds. What are the strongholds? Diseases, sicknesses, famines in the land. No food, lack of everything. Lack of everything. No, you have nothing, praise God. You're always what you call insufficient. You have nothing because we have allowed the enemy to come in and infiltrate us and walk upon us, praise God, and triumph upon us. God did not intend, praise God, for the devil to take over, praise God, and to step on top of his children. He left you with a war. He left you with weapons of warfare. Hey, God, Iko Saba. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. We got to go into the spirit realm and pull down the strongholds of the enemy, the demonic forces that are coming up on this land. We sit and act like we just, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What are you going to do? You got to turn from your wicked evil ways, repent, and seek after the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Yes. Living in pledge in this world, but destruction is all around us. We allow people to dictate our future when God has already done that. We said, praise God, we have days of Noah. Yes, it has arrived again. You can see it in the signs of the time. Sicknesses, the disease, disasters, homosexuality, abortionists. All of these things is geared towards life. Hey, God. We need to get, praise God, back into the face of God and begin to pull down the stronghold. Know the devil that you're fighting, my friend. These are demonic attacks. Demonic. They've been put out. They've been put out there because the devil has put them out there. But who to say the devil got to win? You get into the face of God, everybody will draw back. Nobody wants to talk about the blood. No days are here. Famine. Disasters. Wars. Rumors of wars. Solomon and Gomorrah. We sit back and say, oh, yeah, honey, don't say nothing about it. You better open your mouth, my friend. If you got any kind of spiritual God in you, you better open up to him to grow as big as Goliath. Now, you need to get out and start pulling down these strongholds of the devil and let the devil know, devil, you may come, but you won't win. You won't win. Praise God. He can't say, let my talk. Glory to God. It's time for warfare. Wake up, sleeper. What sleepest thou? Wake up. God has left the blood on your behalf. Not your prayers, but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Sicknesses, diseases. Hey, Jesus. Spiritual healing. State cancer. Jesus. If you look around, praise God, the more majority of prostate cancer comes through the minority man. Why is that? Why is that? Why does it affect the prostate to kill out the seed, my friend? Prostate cancer. Demonic. Jesus. Strokes. High blood pressure. Heart attacks. My God. Yes. The immune system. Why is it that when this demon A come along, it don't affect your what? Your immune system. Why? Why? Why can it just, if it's going to be something, affect your eye, your hand? But it affects the thing it attacks, the most the thing it attacks is your immune system. And that is why, because when it gets that annoying beast in it, it's going to eat up everything that you're supposed to be supporting. And it's not going to work. Because first of all, praise God, if you recognize it was a man-made disease and God, the devil sent it forth. He came to kill, to devour, and to destroy. That's his purpose. The Bible said, praise God, if you know who Jesus is and you are, he said, I came, Jesus came, that we may have life and we have it more abundantly. While we're standing allowing the enemy to come in and dictate over what God has already done. Jesus, he said it, praise God, he said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up for your redemption come. Your head should be up because your redemption is drawing nigh. When he said that, we was referring to those who was living during the time that Jesus returned with all the chaos. Chaos. Everything is set in place, my friend. The stage is just being set. A curse is about to open. And you're sitting with your hands folded and your mouth closed. You better get in a circle, two and three. The Bible says if one can put 1,000, 10 can put 2,000. So can you imagine? Praise the Lord for the saints praying, praise God in the Holy Ghost. Everybody praying on one accord, what you think can happen. But we're so easy to be misled, hallelujah, that we think, praise God, oh no, the prayer's not going to do anything. And I want to let you know, prayer has won wars, my friend. It has won many wars because they use, praise God, the word of God to win wars. So why can't it win wars if this these demonic forces that has been set upon this land? Ah, Jesus, glory. Yesterday's the noise here again. They're definitely here. We can see it. They're marrying and giving in marriage. They're sleeping around saying, let me just have your baby. I don't want to marry you, but just let me have your baby. Fornication. All of the Bible says, pray what? Because there is wickedness in high places. Wickedness. The Bible today is under attack. The main thing is to get the word, praise God, out of here. And my friend, this is why it's important that you study the word of God, because when they pull it out, you won't have none. There's nothing you can do, because they're going to take it out your hand, but they can't take it out your heart. We got everybody running now, Ebola, but it's only put out there for one certain set of people. So don't you know that's demonic? What are you waiting for? Pull down. Get in the form of spiritual warfare. The devil can't fight against spiritual warfare. If it's done right, it's done in the Holy Ghost, so God gonna win. Spiritual warfare. Pulling down strongholds. How can the devil win anything except he bind the strong man first? And a strong man is a demonic spirit that's been sent upon this land, Ebola strain. It is a demonic force. Where did it come from? It was designed. You sitting right now, what y'all going to do? You're going to get on your face and begin to cry out to God. God delivered the Israelites. He delivered the Jews. He delivered you. The enemy is out there. You see how that devil come in and try to cut me off. Yes, I know your enemy. You know I know you. Yes. It cut right into the show. It's never happened before. God is still God. The word still go forth. It's spiritual warfare time. Spiritual warfare. Everybody talking about warfare. Now it's time to put it into use. Spiritual warfare. Stop all this gabbing and gapping. No nonsense foolishness. Life is at stake. Family, my family, whoever. They may have put it out here for one sec. But God got a plan. God got a plan. Yes, God has a plan. He got the last say so in the mouth. Reverse it. Return it back to who sent it. Return it back to who sent it. That's right. You got the power of the blood of Jesus. Return the Ebola back to who sent it. Those that made it and sent it, let it go back. Don't send it back. Return it back. Pray Jesus. For those that sent that strain, let them send it right back. That Father, in Jesus' name, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Father, to send back that strain. Let it go back, praise God. Return it back to the sender. Return it back to the sender. Ones that sent that sent it to us, return it back to them. Man gets so smart they want to outsmart God. Big mistake. You want to wipe out God's creation. But you're not the creator of it. The one that messed it up, praise God. But the blood of Jesus. You better learn what the power means. The powerful name of Jesus and the spiritual warfare weapon is the blood of Jesus. Be aware, the days of Noah is here again. It's here again. You don't know what to do. You can pray when you can't do nothing else. I mean pray. I'm not talking about no praying and playing. No praying and playing. He's talking about pray, praise God, that God will intervene. Hey, Jesus. He did it one time. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Oh, Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, we are grateful because we know, God, that you hold
the key and the answer. Father God, we ask right now, Lord, that you intervene, Father. Again, God, praise God, to pull together your prayer warriors. Now is the time for prayer warriors to say they prayer warriors. Let's be praying, prayer warriors. Let's pull together and begin to pull down the stronghold of the enemy, the stronghold over our community, the stronghold in our home, in our schools, in our churches, in our lives, praise God. Pull them down, the stronghold over this nation. Stronghold. Intercede, praise God, for a righteous nation. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Rikisaba. Spiritual, praise God. We don't talk about spiritual pollution. How man has become so corrupted upon the face of the earth. Men have turned from worship to worship of Satan and his very acts. But today, praise God, serve notice time to make war against your enemies. Hey, yeah. And Father, I pray right now, Father God, that the word go forth, be heard, that it will stir up, praise God, pull them in lines. Line them up, praise God, for warfare duty, praise God, of going down, pulling down strongholds 3 times a day, praise God, praying, praise God, seeking your faith, that we may know, praise God, that you hear and you will intercede, and you will, praise God, deliver, praise God. God, you are all powerful, God. We do it all in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. The days of Noah is here again. But even at the days of Noah, they're saying astronomy, spiritualism, psychic, phenomena, demonic religion, satanic religion. This is the time, praise God. What are you talking about? What are you looking at? Make war against the enemy. Hey, Jesus. Nika sila masa. He's not nothing to play with, but Jesus. Wake up. All these little pretty fine preachers. It's time to make warfare churches, preachers, deacons, evangelists. Whoever you are, praise God, apostles, it's time out for all that prayer. It's time to make war. We are in a serious war. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, wake up your people. Wake them up. What sleep is that? It's time to work. It's time to rise. It's time to make war. It's time to face. It's time to face the enemy. Let him know that God is greater. The blood of Jesus is your warfare. I pray, praise God, that you would praise the Lord. God is saying it's time to pray. It's time to pray. I'm not talking about no play and pray. It's time to pray. Pull down the strongholds of the enemy. Pull down the very activities of the enemy. Praise God. Oh, Yaakov Salama. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to pull them down. It's time, praise God. All this we're sitting and we're looking. And we're doing nothing about it. It can be. If it's sent, you can return it. We pray, praise God, the God that the world will receive. Father God, put your approval upon it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I do ask it, Father. Put in your name, Jesus, in the spirit, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You be blessed.